The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus, for that, Lord Jesus. We will thank you. Father, Lord Jesus, I trust you for your grace this moment, that you will breathe upon me, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you will release your grace upon me to bring forth that which is in your heart at this time, in the name of Jesus. I release myself unto you, the Spirit of the Lord. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we see the book of Ephesians, chapter 5? Chapter 5 from verse 21. Okay, it says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. I want us to take note of that. He is the Savior of the body. Now, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husband in everything. Okay. Husband, this is where I'm going to. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Praise the living Jesus. I believe these instructions, many has been trying to actually try to use this particular verse in homes, and yet it still looks like there are issues. Praise the Lord. Now, but let's look at that scripture. It said, husband, love your wife, your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Man wants to love. The funny thing here is that she that is to be loved and he that is to love does not know the content of love. Hallelujah. So if you meet anybody there and said, your husband should love you, right? Now, what is the content of that love? And he should take care of me. He should pamper me. He should buy this to me, right? So both he that is to be loved, she that is to be loved, and he that is to love does not know what is contained in that document called love. Praise the living Jesus. Death costs a lot of things to man, and we always tend to make divination or interpretation of every term based on our exit or our ground. Now, when a dead man want to describe what love is, you will know what he will describe it as. When a carnal man wants to define love, you know what he will define it as. And when a spiritual man wants to define it, you know what he will define it as. Hallelujah. So this depends on where we are to actually understand the context that the scripture is talking about here. Weeks ago, Daddy was actually emphasizing on the fact that women should submit, right? Do we remember that one of the Wednesdays sometimes ago? Actually, that moment I was afraid. Though it looked like women that was being discussed, but I was afraid. Because it got to a peak as Daddy was going. It's got to a peak. Can I be that man that can take this? Because I am feeling that what that church woman will produce and always say is too high sacrifice. Now, if me as can I match up to the man? Because I announced, I concluded that, okay, then what can I offer back to such offering? It must be my life. No. Hallelujah. Now, you now understand that as Christ gave Himself for her,
thank you,
So love is not just pampering. It is actually the service. Daddy call it service. It's service. Giving of oneself. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Now, you know, and there's a driving force for this particular love. There's a driving force for this particular love. Let's see it in that verse. Let's see that 22. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. So the driving force of this particular love is salvation. Hallelujah. So the reason why Christ would do what, no, what kept Jesus on the cross? What kept Jesus on the cross was, hallelujah, was actually love, right? No, but the Bible said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, right? Now, do we ask, what is the joy that was set before him in the cross? Now, maybe it's okay, he will go back to the throne and sit on the right hand. He has always been there before he came. Hallelujah. Amen. He has been there before he came. He even said, I came from God and I went. He has journeyed even before he was taken up. Hallelujah. Jesus has gotten there before he was taken up. Because that offering he made was a perfect offering. Because he was already a perfect man. Hallelujah. The reason why there could not be a repetition of that action was a perfect offering was offered. Hallelujah. There's no need, like, okay, what happened in the Old Testament is that they keep repeating it yearly, right? Because that it was an imperfect one. It was not a perfect one. But when Jesus came to offer his own, it was a perfect one. Because a total offering has been prepared. Hallelujah. So, now when Jesus was saying that, the scripture was saying that he despised because of the joy. The joy was that the joy he was seeing. He was seeing was the joy that I will be saved. Yes. Hallelujah. It was the joy that when the way he could endure that thing, it was the joy that there's a hope for man. There's a hope for the Adam who died in the garden. Now that he has died, now he can receive life again. The gateway can now be open to man to have access to their eternal essence. Because we have an eternal essence in God originally, which is God's intention for man. Hallelujah. And we know that sin truncated that, right? Now, but Jesus, now what gave him joy was that man, because what, no, we see that when he said that there is a joy in heaven for a sinner who repented. Now, that is the same joy, because he is seeing us, there's a potential work that a sacrifice will do among men, which will give them access to eternal resources. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, like I said earlier, God said we should love, right? Now, if we see the book of 1 John, hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Chapter 4 from verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Hallelujah. And everyone that loveth is born of God. Praise the living Jesus. Everyone that is loved is born what? Of God. Now let's see the book of John chapter 1. John chapter 1, okay, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to do what? To become what? The sons of God. He gave power to become the sons of God. Even what? Them that believe on him, right? On his name. Them that believe on his name receive power to become the son of God. And the first John we read was saying that anyone in love is a son of God, is born of God, right? Now, the starting point for our journey, is actually faith. And where they are actually taking us to is the realm of the love. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, they started with us by believing, giving us faith, we started by believing. You know, like if you are climbing the ladder up this way, you start from faith. We have hope. We have charity. And let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Hallelujah. We all know that scripture already, right? Okay, from verse 12. For now we see what? Through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then, hallelujah, there is now, there is then. So what we are using now is what? Faith, hallelujah. And there is that which faith should produce, hallelujah. Now, we are using faith, okay. Now, I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. There's no variation at that point. And now abided what? Faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is what? Charity. So now, where they want to bring us, God is in the realm. When you say God is love, it's not just an appellation. It's not just like we had a doctor to your name. That is the nature of God. Hallelujah. God is love. That is who he is. Now, his domain is in the domain of love. Praise the living Jesus. So it is our duty, and we can't assess that realm of love yet. They didn't start to us. Now I said, love your neighbor. You know the kind of love you still love. Now, but the love they are requesting from us is the love. No? Hallelujah. Okay, let's see that 1 John again. I want us to see something there. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's see that's chapter 4 from verse 16. He said, and we know and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in where? In God. And God in where? In him. So, okay. Now, wherein is our love made perfect? So, love can be made perfect. Now, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no what? Fear in love. There is no what? Okay, now, but perfect love did what? So if there is perfect love, there is imperfect love. Hallelujah. And in an imperfect love, there is fear. Hallelujah. Now, what is this perfect love and imperfect love? Now, like we believe, right? Now, we believe, believing implies that there is still fear. When we have faith, yes, we have faith. That is, we have not yet lose our life. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. If I believe in you, I believe in some certain area, right? Yeah, and I hope in you. I hope you should be able to. If the question is it should, then there's still a reservation. Hallelujah. But I hope it should. I hope there's hope. And there is should, right? They see a reservation. But when you come to the realm of love, hallelujah. Now, you know, faith, hope, charity, all are faith in various grades. All are loves in various grades. Hallelujah. But now, when you come into the realm of the love, it casts out every fear. Now, the reason why... you know, there's this saying, Omodo no forgon she, is because there is still fear. That is why that Ogon ye is your fear. That you may lose something. Why I have not poured out myself in fullness upon God or to the Lord is because there is still something I'm keeping down or I'm holding down. I am pulling down. Yet I believe God. Yet I have hope. Hallelujah. But where God is, there isn't no God lavish love upon us, right? Without reservation, and not because we are good. Hallelujah. So now, you know, when that scripture, that's Ephesians we read, when it said, husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church. You know, there's still some issue, right? Hallelujah. But Jesus was not looking at our response when he did his own part. Hallelujah. When he gave himself, we have no ground at all. Hallelujah. We have no place at all when he did his own. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. So he said, perfect love casteth out what? And now, okay, let's even look at it. Now, what is keeping husband away from if this love is service? Is it service? Now, what is actually keeping man holding back from pouring out? Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. It is still fear. Hallelujah. But when we come to this, and why is it now? You know, when I'm using husband now, right? He's talking about every one of us. Because we also need to respond to God in love. Because when we come into this realm of love, of being a beloved, is a point where we have been sold out to our God. Hallelujah. We will serve the Lord wholly. Hallelujah. Holy. God wants us to serve him wholly. Holy. Praise the living Jesus. So if we are going to desire, like we use faith, like Pastor was saying earlier, that okay, let's even look at it. What are those things, like we look at it, like, okay, and God should, this matter, most of those matter that we embodied us, like, most of them can be answered along the way. Like Pastor was saying earlier, now, like they took that water, take it to the master of the ceremony. It was along the way. Now, when you are a believer, you should not sit at the point waiting for miracle. Hallelujah. Just journey in the way. Just go in the way. Hallelujah. Now it will surprise you, know, because when if you are not journey, you just sit in one position and your own point, your own answer is along the way, and you are standing a point still waiting for your own point. Will you receive it? Now it can happen to the Gentile to attract them in, but as far as for you, your own ordination is primarily on your journey. Now let's look at it. There are many things that occur to you 5 years ago. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have prayed about it. It seems there's no an answer. It seems that Jesus is not answering or is not interested in you. Hallelujah. But can you look back on it and after 5 years, just look at it. You don't even remember when those things were dealt with because you were journeying the way. So answers comes in the way. Praise the living Jesus. So when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he is the way actually. Because what matters to God, you know, what they really, really count is not just our physical appearance. You know what? Like I said earlier, when you say a carnal man or a dead man come and divine something, it divine it from its own exit. Just like when you say paralysis child come and divine computer, there's a way the paralysis child will divine it, right? Now when you said a professor should come and divine it, there's a way the professor will divine it. Praise the living Jesus. So in the spirit also, then we said, okay, take it for example, a dead man. Now a natural man see a dead man, go outside there, said, that is why the message of dying, if you don't believe in Jesus, you will die. It's not more longer moving people again. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Because they see actually death to mean a cessation of breath. Hallelujah. Death is no cessation of breath. Death is separation from God. Is disconnection from life. And life is not breathing in and breathing out. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Are we being blessed?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you see a dead man, is the man that is earthly bound. This present earth is bound by this present earth. It's not just because that is... hallelujah. A dead man is a man that is earthly bound. Now, when you take a coffin, you dig the ground and bury the ground, it's earth confined, right? So a dead man is this present world confined. He cannot think beyond this world. It's the only The only thing he can think about is how I can better my body. Now, and in the spirit, what the number. Now, we thank God for studying the Bible recently. Now, when the children of Israel, Jacob and the family were going into Egypt, they said they begin to number, they didn't just number skin, they number souls. It was souls they count. Hallelujah. They said, we said 39 souls went to Egypt. It was souls they know. So when God is setting radar, he's not looking at our skin. Now, and that is what bothers us more. What to eat? What is it glorifying? The body, right? What to drink? What is it glorifying? The body. What to wear? What are you clothing? Is the body. Hallelujah. So when you see a dead man, he's earth confined. He can build mansions. To what extent? Hallelujah. Now, does that mean we are not going to use it? We will use the earth. I said we will use it, right? We will use it, but we are not bound by it. We are not confined by it. We are not held bound by it. Hallelujah. Because we have a better earth. We have a more spiritual. No, Christ is an earth, right? Christ is, now, earth is your landing space. Hallelujah. Is where is your attainment. Your earth state is, praise the Lord. You know, Christ is a landing space. You know, when you are climbing a staircase, there is a point where you call it landing. Hallelujah. You land, then you now turn, right? Now, to have a rest of your feet before you start climbing up again. Praise the living Jesus. So, Christ is a landing. He's the first landing point. Daddy said sometimes ago. He said, the least entity you can ever be, or the least place you can ever be on this journey is Christ. Hallelujah. The least estate you can ever, you should ever desire. No, because this matter is not, it's not just, I believe Jesus, I just believe. Believe in itself is an action word. Hallelujah. Believing is what? You know, a man came to Jesus and said, Master, what can I do that I may walk the walk of God? And Jesus said, believe in him whom he has sent. It seems light, right? Now, the man said, what can I do? But it seems like believing is less than do. It's not less than that do. Itself is a walk. Just like, now, you see how when they say love your brother, it looks like a walk, right? Yes, the same way believing is a walk. I was quoted this morning also that, show me your faith without walk, then I will show you my faith with my walk, right? Hallelujah. Because it has a corresponding action that must follow that instruction of your believing. Praise the living Jesus. And as you believe you are making progress into, and that believing or that faith journey should land you in the Christ charity. Hallelujah. They should land you in Christ what? Charity. That is where you are being perfected in Christ. Hallelujah. That is where we are being perfected in where? In Christ. At that point when you come into Christ charity, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just saying what Daddy has said it before, right? Now, Daddy has taught us that in Christ, you also have charity. Abound in Christ. Hallelujah. Then the Father can now receive us, right? For it's too tutelage. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are we getting what I'm saying at all? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't let us be such that is earthbound. It should not be such that is earthbound. Now, most times, like I said earlier, most of those things we seemingly think we need, we just come along the way. As we follow, as we keep obeying, as we keep instructions, it will just come along the way. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's see that John again, 1 John, verse 17. Herein is the love of made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Now, therefore, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. This love, fear here is not shivering. Now, this love here is the love I have for my life. Hallelujah. This fear here, there is the love that makes me keep myself from pouring out is the fear, is my fear. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Is the love I have for myself. That is the fear. Because why I will not give my whole is because I feel like, will I not lose it? And Jesus said, if you keep your life, you will eventually what? Lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake. Now, the fear of losing our life is this fear. Because we love our life, what we have as our life, we love it. Praise the Lord. Then that is the fear. Now, but when we come into this love, there is no reservation. Now, it will cast out all our fear. Praise the living Jesus. Perfect love casts out fear because fear had what? Torment. Had torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He that feareth is what? He has faith. He has hope. But is not yet made perfect in love. And we are expected to be made perfect what? In love. Praise the living Jesus. So we must need to understand the context of the love that Jesus is talking about. When we are saying that husband love your wife. Because if you don't understand the context of that love, we will try to do what we know. What we presume Jesus was saying. Or the scripture is saying. Hallelujah. We try to presume it and we try to define it based on our own estate. Now, just take care of your wife. Just anything she needs. Now, do you know that you can give a child... If you give a child everything the child seemingly wants, you are killing the child. Hallelujah. If the child, I need this, I need chewing gum, you give it to the child. I need a sweet, you give it to the child. You will eventually kill that child. Hallelujah. Now, you know, at a point, you can be going through something and it will look like Jesus is not there. Hallelujah. You are passing through a matter and it will look like Jesus, like is Jesus, you be even almost asking Jesus, are you here? And eventually when you go through, the first person you are going to meet is Jesus at the right, at the other side of it, Hallelujah. Now is that Jesus, do you even care? Praise the living Jesus. Because is the love for you, the love for you is not just for your body, it's how to save your soul. Because the pivot of that love is salvation. The drive of that love is salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. So Pastor was saying, I think it was being said earlier that teaching, reading, right? Giving attendance to hearing, listening, words must keep coming, speakings. Like husbands should speak, right? Yes, we should all speak, right? Hallelujah. Now, it's because it's for our salvation. There must be plenty of water. The water must come to watch us. Because like I said earlier, what matter majorly is not our body. We will take care of our body, right? We use air tips, right? Yes, we have air tips to less. And we should manage our body. Do it. We should manage our body. Look good. We should look good. Praise the living Jesus. But primarily, what they know to number and what they want to bring to account or take count of is our soul. And what should make John, you see this army, I'm not sure there's any point in time, do we see this iron and other things being clothed on our body? What they want to clothe is our soul. What we wear this armor and take the battle is our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Is that what is to take the battle or to take the journey? Praise the living Jesus. Is that Jesus said, what profited a man that gained the whole world and loseth his body? Hallelujah. Loseth his soul. Because what a kind of man is seeing or a dead man is seeing, he's seeing how he can gratify his body, his flesh. He can't really think beyond these physical acts. Hallelujah. He can't see beyond what then they said there's nothing new under the sun, right? Ecclesiastes, right? I think it was Solomon that there's nothing new under the sun, right? truly, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything you see that is being produced, now is a function of the knowledge that the sun is giving, right? Now, when they say they are studying leaf, they will produce, there is the light that shine upon it that gives it the understanding that is being studied. But with God, Pastor was saying earlier that when there is a, after John, then there is a shift already. Hallelujah. There's a shift. There's something. There's plenty newness in God. Hallelujah. But we should not bind ourselves with the knowledge that the sun produces alone. We will use that knowledge, but we know that we have a higher knowledge. We have a higher knowledge. I mean, there is new. Everything is new with God. Praise the living Jesus. And we must always endeavor to assess that knowledge or that source from which newness comes from. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 18. That is the way we are. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother. Hallelujah. And hated his brother. He is a what? A liar. Now, when chapter 3 was saying that, chapter 3, verse 15. Whosoever hated his brother is not just a liar. Is a what? Murderer. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. You know, now we see who is a murderer. When we are using a carnal mind, we pray today also against the issue of kidnapping and the assault, that evil that is going on in Nigeria, right? It's not good. You can't make a life. You should not terminate a life. Hallelujah. Yes, it's not good. But we wonder that, okay, God, why is it not okay at killing these people? But most times, there are some who, if a man hates his brother, he said he's a murderer. Because how did he, hating his mother is like you are killing your brother. What do you kill? It's not that you are taking a gun and shooting, but you are preventing your brother from ascension. Hallelujah. Now, when you are hating your brother, you are doing you are pulling forces to place to pull him down from ascending. You are a murderer. Hallelujah. Because what is John? And this person is more wicked than a kidnapper. Hallelujah. Because the kidnapper can only kill this body, right? Yeah. But he cannot tamper with the soul. And what counts is what? But these brethren can kill a soul. These brethren can prevent a soul from joining. Then he's a what? Murderer. He kills. Praise the living Jesus. So when he said, the devil comments not, but for what? To kill and to destroy. Jesus told his Pharisees, said, you are of your father, the devil, for he is a murderer from the beginning. What did he murder? Hallelujah. What did he murder? First of all, he murdered himself, right? He cut himself short and he came to kill Adam, set in course a journey. So he's a wicked. That's why when they said he's a wicked, is a wicked work that he did to his souls. It's not just what he did to the body. That's, you no wonder that, okay, a person has killed, and said, confess. Some people are offended on that matter. That you say a person has killed, and now said, God, I forgive me, and God forgive. And they now become offended that how would have killed so much like that, and now he now come and repent and you say you are forgiving him, because they don't understand. Now they can kill this body, but that one has no tamper with soul. So that man is not as wicked as a brother that hates his brother. Hallelujah. Can you now see the kind of love? We need mercy to fulfill that instruction. In Ephesians, we need mercy to fulfill that instruction of love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if we do anything against the, because what evil wants actually is our soul can be raised. This is the business. Now Jesus said, I must be after my father's business. It's a business of raising men. And when you say men, it's not just the body. It's the raising souls to God. Men should ascend to God to a point where they can worship. Because men supposed to, you know, the engine or the heartbeat of every man is the soul. Your soul talks more than our mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Our souls talk more than, you know, when you see the psalmist, he major most of his discussions are basically on the soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So when they want to, because why would they sing that song? Give souls naturally bless. Hallelujah. He was appealing to his soul. That my soul, you need to worship God. You need to bless the Lord. Now, but you don't can't just come to the place of that blessing if a soul has not been raised. You cannot sing in the dead. You know, sang that song also. Hallelujah. You cannot give praise. Your soul can't give praise in the dead. That is why Jesus has to come to bring us up from the dead first. To quicken us. Hallelujah. We must have to worship God. We have to come to worship God. And we cannot come there except we have been raised. So, and it is our soul that is, we must, how we can love, or how we can love one another is how I seek after my brother's salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. How to show that I love my wife is how I can see that she's progressing in the journey of salvation. How I show that I love God is how much I could express same love, gendering towards salvation to my brother, to my sister. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are we blessed? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let's see that First Corinthians again.
May not move and shy of on to hide the vault, here and the hot bread. Mani andu kupulin titula to the undercopota. A little pride, see coolly and high bronta. A kali coolin bronta. Mandi de cumbre and a sword. Ali andu to seek the matos in the sword.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have come to pull you up. I have come to pull you up. I have come to raise you. I have come to give you a new definition of life. I have come to give you a new perspective to life. Yes. Yes, yes, I have come to raise you so that you will no longer dwell in the congregation of the dead. I'm giving you understanding. I'm giving you understanding. For when a man wandered from the path of understanding, he rests in the congregation of the dead. Yes, come alive. Come to the realm where life is. Come up to the realm where life is exalted. Come to the realm where sight is clear. Where sight is clear. Come to the realm of true words. Come to the realm of true value in the spirit. Come to the realm of true words in the spirit. So that you can know what. So that you can know what. So that you can know substances. So that you can know the things that I exalt. So that you can know the things that count. So that you can know where life is being made manifest. Come up. Come up. Come up. Let your soul come up. Let your soul come up. Your soul ought to ascend. Your soul ought to ascend. For there is no love here. There is no love here. Come up. Your soul should gain ascension. Yes, I have come even to kill death in your soul. To kill death in your soul. To kill death in your soul. To purge your soul from death.
to purge your soul, to purge your soul so that you can ascend. For these are things that has limited you. These are loads and baggages that cause your soul not to ascend. Come up. My mercy is stretching forth its hand. It's an outstretched hand. It's an outstretched hand coming to you. I'm stretching forth my hand even to pull you up. Therefore, receive this grace. Receive this grace for to come up so you can see true words in the spirit.
Hanamata kashifatlia to susubrino to shivanati. Mesikatlia to susubana manahan to shikabaliata sivanati. Who respond to that word in the spirit in the name of Jesus? Mehanata susubrino to shikata shialiata tizavana. Can you just quickly respond to your, can you speak to your soul? Speak to your soul. You need to respond. It is your call and it's your ordination in life. It's your call. This is your call. This is your ordination. Yanamata. I will not despise my brother. I will not despise my sister. I will not speak evil. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see First Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 4. Having in the back of our mind as we read that the major factor behind love is actually salvation. The undertone in it is salvation. Praise the living Jesus. So we read, charity suffereth what? Long. For which cause? For the cause of salvation. Hallelujah. And is kind. Charity envieth not, and charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up, do not behave itself unseemly. Seek not our own. Hallelujah. So at this point, is sold out. There is no fear. Hallelujah. Fear of what to eat, fear of what to drink, fear of what to put on. There is no longer fear of that. Praise the living Jesus. Because the whole world has... That is a summary of the whole present world. When you see fame, pride of life, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, that is all what is in the world. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. And our body has been made so compatible with it. It is more easier, praise the living Jesus, to relate with those matter. With what? The scripture talked about Jesus as Isaiah was talking, that he will not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor by the hearing of his ear. Praise the living Jesus. Why? Despite that the fact that Jesus' gaze, right? The height of his ears. But we must come to that point. Some of us, our matter, maybe we talk, go to pastor, taking matters to pastor, pastor, we, this way. You will tend to even look maybe pastor does not understand. Now, most times, pastors are more afraid of the instruction they gave you than yourself. Because it's a dreadful work. If they mislead you, they are misleading your soul. If they say, okay, maybe your business, they can see this thing. But they watch your soul in the matter. Not when you come, when you bring matter, and they now say, okay, what do you think? Or what do you say? How does it happen? Maybe they are too asking too much. If they are making, they want to make a sound judgment to a point where they will... The judgment they will be given will be sound, because they are afraid even of losing your soul. Because the instruction they will give to you, you think you are more careful about your life more than them. Hallelujah. Now we often think, maybe we think we are more careful about how we manage ourselves more than how our pastors they are careful of managing us also. More than we think of ourselves, because they are careful about, because that soul is a precious thing in the hands of God. We know when Jesus was saying that, what profited the man that gained the whole world? I was imagining how Jesus was viewing it. Because it's just like heaven to earth, the distance. Like, you, man, you don't understand. What profited a man that gained the whole world and loseth his soul? What on earth, or what on the whole earth that he has gained, will he use in exchange for his soul? Because he's a careful master work that God, why is God not looking out of man? He's a high that soul is a high technology. Hallelujah. Our soul has the capacity to express God's love. Our soul has the capacity to express God's. Daddy was saying it on Wednesday, that God will not demand what is not possible from us, right? He's not a tax master. He will not demand what is not possible. Well, when he said we can come to love him or express this love, it's in potential. He knows that is where we are going to. That is where we are going to come into, right? So now God knows the capacity of that soul that he can express God's love. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our soul is a high technology. You know, Jesus said it would be better for the man to tie his stone upon his neck. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus, and just throw him inside the sea. Can you just imagine? The tie stone, heavy stone, that shows no route of escape for such a man that is thrown, than to make one, the little of this one, fall. Hallelujah. It's not just falling off like that. It's a soul that is deviated. When I said it earlier, that when we hate our brother, we are killing. So God is jealous of the soul. God is jealous of our soul. Praise the living Jesus. And that is what they want to save, to bring to a point where it can inherit life. Yeah. So the labor of Jesus, when he said, I must be after my father's business, and the labor of our parents today is how we can be saved, how we can inherit life, how we can share in the... God has come to showcase to us the love of God. That First John 4 verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Hallelujah. That we might live through him. So love of God is made manifest. It's made manifest towards us because that God sent his begotten Son. Praise the living Jesus. We said that our love is a being of service. It's a tool of service. Love is service. It's service. Hallelujah. No, God has been serving. Praise the Lord. God has been serving. To create the world is service. To create the earth is service. To do every creation is service. And sending Jesus to us is service. And his love is being expressed through that means. Hallelujah. Now, our life also, to show that we actually love God, our life must be poured out as a wine. Hallelujah. Our life must be what? Poured out. If we are not willing to give ourselves, you know, they showcase it looking at the example of marriage, using marriage as an instance. Praise the Lord. Instructing it, saying that Ephesians chapter 5, that even as Christ loved gave himself even to the church, so are we also to pour out ourselves. Hallelujah. To give out ourselves to a point where we will not have any reservation. Hallelujah. There will be any reservation. Verse 23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Hallelujah. So the agenda is salvation. Salvation. And the manner with which this love will be expressed is by service. Is by service. Is by work. Praise the Lord. It's by service. It's by service. Even to minute work. You cannot, if you can't, okay, Daddy was emphasizing on the fact that it is more easier to want to serve those who are ahead of us than those who are behind us. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. But Jesus does not just go about, stay up there to serve God. Hallelujah. He said he makes himself of no reputation. Let's see that scripture. But made himself of what? No what? No reputation. And took upon him the form of what? A servant. And was made in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Being found in the fashion of men, he humbled himself and became obedience unto death, even the death of the cross. Go back to that 7. He made himself of what? No reputation. We have we have reputations. And those reputations are our heights. They are our pride. Praise the Lord. But we saw, now learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, right? Praise the living Jesus. Now, these are the nature of love. Meek and lowliness. These are the nature. Now, he said, let's go back to that Philippian. He made himself of no reputation. I said, we all have our reputations. The reason why we serve those who are ahead of us is that in the hope of what will come after. And you can serve and serve and serve, and then this is a good servant. He has worked. He worked very well because of the commendation. We have it. Praise the Lord. But to serve those who are behind us, Jesus came and he took towel and washed the feet of the disciples. And he said, I showed this as an example, right? Now that you also should wash the feet of one another. We should wash the feet of one another. We should seek how, I should labor on how to see that my brother is doing well. I should labor on how to see that my sister is doing very well. And is making progress in God. Daddy was saying something. I can fight if I'm fighting you for the cause of your progress. It's a love. Hallelujah. Some of us, if we cannot be corrected, it's not righteousness. Hallelujah. We are not doing well. Praise the living Jesus. Your brother should be able to. No, it's not even pastor now. Your brother should be able to correct you. Yes. My sister should be able to correct me. And we will take it. Oh, thank you so much. Because one of the evil that the enemy has done to us is that, give me one more. Hallelujah. You don't understand me. Why is it that it's only you that understand yourself? And nobody is understanding you. You are hurting somebody and somebody is telling you that you are hurting me. Say you don't understand. You are journeying away from the path and you are saying you don't understand. Okay, make him understand. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Because this is not a moment where we should enclose ourselves. It's a moment when we should open ourselves up to our brethren. Praise the living Jesus. Open ourselves up so that we can be saved. Because what is at stake is not just my body. What is at stake is my soul. Hallelujah. Life is at stake here. Life is at stake. And God wants us to inherit. This is the whole intention of God, that man should inherit life. Man should partake of life. I want to worship. I want to serve God. I want to worship God. This is the pathway. And we must follow it. Learn of me, for I am meek. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see this. Matthew chapter 5. There is a portion for us. God wants us well. Okay, that's verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. Hallelujah. Yeah. The earth here is not this one we are seeing. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus could not have want us to labor to come to meekness, which is an eternal resources, to at the end of the day come and use it to inherit this world. Now, like we said earlier, your earth is your attainment in the spirit, your landing space in God. Hallelujah. Now, that is what he's saying here, is that you will have a portion in Christ, because what is your inheritance is your, now it will become your hallelujah. You, that estate will become yours. That estate called Christ. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Which earth? The earth is Christ. Hallelujah. So when we come to meekness, then we will come to receive the inheritance of Christ. Because the nature of that being is what? Meekness. Learn of me, for I am meek, what? And lowly in heart. We can see the manner of man, or manner of life that Jesus portrayed. Praise the living Jesus. So the essence of our pastors laboring, our daddy laboring, is so that we can partake of this matter. Praise the Lord. So they have a portion for us. We have an inheritance to take. It's not this one that passed. You know, he said this present heaven and earth will pass away. Jesus could not have asked us to labor for meekness to inherit this one that will pass away. Yeah. Hallelujah. So that earth they promise us is the earth of God. That when you learn meekness, you will come to inherit eternal earth. Hallelujah. Yes, eternal earth. Now, you know, one of the features of the earth is that heavenly resources drop upon it for a growth, right? For things to come up. Then you will be able to at this point, when you inherit that earth, heaven resources can download to us. That is, Father can take you up for a reason. Hallelujah. Father can take us up for raising, to build us up. So the heaven, because heavens are releasing materials. But it's those who arrive at this earth stature can be received those materials. Hallelujah. Because where they are taking us to is sonship. Where God can be proud of calling us his son and his daughter. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. Are we blessed? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Ahu. Praise the living Jesus. So God wants us to learn this matter. And we must be patient enough. I mean, put on the devil goes over ahead to just pollute words. I mean, good words that has spiritual impacts and meanings. You go when you say servant, they say how the world system look at it. Hallelujah. How the world system look at the word servant. But actually, we are to be raised a servant of the living God. We are to serve. I should serve my brother. I should take that. I mean, if Jesus can take on that reputation, can take that on that role. Hallelujah. Not taking up reputation. Praise the living Jesus. Many of us, if in your workplace, somebody, your junior, not older than you, can just got an appointment to your office. To even you, sir, like you used to use, it's even difficult. It's my junior, he's even younger than me. Hallelujah. So we should learn the culture of the Spirit, the attribute of the Spirit, in all meekness and in the lowliness of heart. Praise the living Jesus. Because our journey is far. Praise the Lord. And thank God for mercy. For mercy. Because what we have found is mercy. Like I said earlier, we began by believing, right? Yes, sir. Now, like that's John chapter 1 verse was saying. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to do what? Become the sons of God, even them that believed in him. We believed, right? We believed. But there are we exercise faith, but there are still lots of excesses with us. There are still lots of uncovered space. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My darkness is the gap between where I am to where God intended me to be. Hallelujah. So if you said, Apostle John was saying, that if I said I have no sin, I deceived myself. I lied. Because where I am now and where God intended me to be, there is a gap, right? That is my darkness. Praise the living Jesus. And God intends that this darkness. So now, when that's also that, when I don't just get born again and said, okay, I now believe in Jesus Christ, so that is all. No. We must move to faith. We must journey with faith to come to hope. And journey through hope to come to love. And at that point, because we see most of our things are still intact at this point. Because there is a hope that was set before us here now. Now, to become what? The sons of God is a hope that is set before us. And we are not yet there. Praise the living Jesus. So, we are believing to march on to that point. And when we get to that point, a pounds of our own flesh will no longer be there. They would have dealt with this along the way. Hallelujah. So many things will be dealt with along the way. So as we journey in the way, so the issue is that, okay, let us know the way. We must come to understand the way. Praise the living Jesus. I love this series of money teaching started about maybe 4 years ago. Now talking about the true God. Hallelujah. The true God. The knowledge of the true God. The reason why we must know this true God or understand him whom we have believed. Hallelujah. So that we will not be swayed here and there. We will not be tossed here and there. We will understand whom we have believed. And what, you know, the emphasis of the money teaching recently was dealing on the fact that this is the Savior. This Jesus is the Savior. No any other. Hallelujah. Now that is what our believing should do to us. It will make us to be rest assured with all confidence about this man Jesus. Who this man Jesus is. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is the time for us to journey. Because a path has been set before us, and we must journey through this path to inherit what God has for us. Praise the living Jesus. You see, when Apostle John, John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, we say that which is in the beginning, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Their hands have handled it, right? These ones have tasted it. They also desire to bring us to a point where we can taste this matter. We can also undo it. Said, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And the whole call is that you also may have this fellowship with us. Praise the living Jesus. They are calling us into this same fellowship of love. It's a fellowship of love. Where I will be without no reservation before God. Hallelujah. Not holding back. Giving it all. For they that must worship God must worship him in spirit. And in what? And in truth. It's not feeling spooky. Hallelujah. It's our life. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So Jesus has shown us a pattern. A pattern. And he has not just shown us and we are looking it afar. He has also shown it in men. We can also see these steps in our parents. So we should follow this full step. It's a good step to follow. And I can assure us we are going to land safely. We are all both journey. Hallelujah. We are going to land safely if we follow this path. Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Examples has been raised for us. It would have been, that's why I said we keep appreciating our parents, because they move through the wilderness and just like a road that has been trod, you know, long time ago. You will hardly see the footpaths. That is how they bulldoze the paths. That is how they move. But we can see their step. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you will now see those, the path that our parents, the wilderness they weather through for our sake. Because that journey they took was not just a journey for themselves alone. Because when God was leading them through that path, He was seeing me. He was seeing you. That if this person could go through this path, then many will follow through. Hallelujah. Then it's now a choice for us that to choose to follow these paths. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a choice, right?
Yes,
it's a choice. I'm sure we're going to choose the path.
Amen.
And look at the steps of our parents and follow. Yes, we must follow. We must follow. You know, some of us blame Adam, right? Adam is the one that brought us into this thing. No. Hallelujah. No, Adam made a choice, right?
Yeah.
Adam made a choice. Now, even when he was doing that, he said he subjected the whole world in hope. Because he saw a hope afar. Just like a man said, I'm supposed to take you down there, but I think I'm weak. Somebody is coming. I can see him is coming. Just wait. Be patient. He's coming and he's going to take you up. He has hope, right? And he subjected us all in the hope of Christ. And now that Christ now came, hallelujah, the substance of what he hoped for is now here. Hallelujah. Now, if you now choose it. Now, is Abraham to be blamed? Is Adam to be blamed? Adam is no longer to be blamed. Because he pointed you to a man. And along the way, they brought another man who physically, this is the man. They have been saying it in parables. They have been saying it in prophecy. They have described his hands. They have described his leg. They have described his eye, his eyes, his head. And a man now came and joined all those ends together and produce and show you that this man Jesus is he that taketh away the sin of the world. That's the man John, right? Now he came to show that. Oh, he joined all the sayings of the prophet together and he was culminated and said, this is the Jesus Christ whom Adam was seen afar off, whom Abraham was seen afar off. Now tell me, if you now don't choose it, who is to be blamed? Hallelujah. So the path has been laid before us and they have also raised men for us. We don't have excuse. Hallelujah. I don't have excuse. Praise the living Jesus, than to follow. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can we bless the name of our Lord Jesus this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.